the program for the inauguration reads like some kind of dream team of American musicians. Yitzhak Perlman, Aretha Franklin, John Williams, and one of Barack Obama's all-time favorites, Yo-Yo Ma. When Yo-Yo Ma visited Studio 360 about a year ago, he played a piece for us that is apparently on Obama's iPod, Bach Suites for Cello. This piece is also one of Yo-Yo Ma's favorites. He plays it every day as a warm-up exercise and a kind of meditation.
I think of the flow of water, of, you know, the light, afternoon light playing in the on the leaves, so that you see something that is familiar and yet it's different every day.
Is it really? I mean, you must have played that piece of music hundreds and hundreds of times in your life, thousands. Maybe.
But what's amazing is that, you know, I could, with a great friend, you could see them thousands of times, and you don't look at them and say, well, today I'm really bored with you.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But I learned it playing this way. As a four-year-old. And, you know, until sometime around I was a teenager, I thought, you know, I look at the score and it's written different bowing, so I tried that. And then at some point I was asked by the head of the Schweitzer Institute. He wanted me to talk about Bach. And so suddenly, having to verbalize music that I had known forever took me to another way of thinking about sort of, well, Bach, Schweitzer described, was a pictorial composer. And then I thought about, well, what does that mean? So one of the things that he coded was infinite variety. Instead of the materiality of saying, this is the same thing, I need a new product. It's something new every time. This is a minuet.
That's Yo-Yo Ma playing Bach. If you're lucky enough to be at the inauguration in Washington next Tuesday, you can hear Yo-Yo Ma play live as part of a special superstar quartet of American musicians. And you can hear some more of our conversation, if you'd like, at studio360.org.
It's kind of scary. Because look, if you fall, you can hurt yourself a lot. Because there might be pointy things.
Coming up, how do you fit all of New York City into one room?
Little building.
They look so small.
I know. It's because in real life, those so if those were an inch tall, in real life it would be 100 feet tall.
Wow.
We'll explain. That's just ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International, and WNYC.
Well, it might be a park, because I see a park right there with a river.
Yeah, I think it's a park.
Stay with us.